Okay, what are we doing? Sorry. I love Rucker stories. They're some of my favorite.
Oh, they're hilarious.
You need to give this to Martin and give this to Philip.
When?
Because okay, I want them to say, during thanks for coming in on this. And then Martin needs to read that and I'll answer it.
Right now?
That's going to be good. It's an 18-year-old, okay?
Okay.
Asking me for advice.
Wait, yeah. For the episode.
Okay. Oh, tell me that when we start filming. Okay. You say, walk over there, young man.
You just had to repeat that whole thing you just did.
Why can't you read it?
Because you're more important. Well, that's what we're going to go into. I really thought that was my only job on here was reading. Apparently, I'm losing that one.
Nope, you're out. You better put a headset on, big dog. We waiting on you.
Hey, I thought we was ready to go, boys.
Well, we were. You weren't.
Hey, well, all right. I'm ready now. We ready?
We've been doing this podcast for 15 minutes, but Si hadn't put his headset on.
Well, hey, look.
All the people have missed all the good stuff.
Well, here you go.
Welcome back.
Well, yeah. we're like in minute eight, I think, but
well,
we've just been yelling at each other.
Take this, give this.
Is this
to Martin.
Rutgers?
Give this to Martin.
Yeah, he'll read it later, and I'll answer it. It's from an 18-year-old, and then give this to Philip because these are from the fans, and I can't pronounce the word. The families, so Philip's gonna say thank you for the picture. And look at this fine specimen.
That is a dangerous name to pronounce.
No.
You're asking me to walk away.
Why this is such a beautiful creature?
His name is Si.
Oh, no. Hey, Martin's pretty sharp.
He's a chocolate lab.
No, he's a draught hare.
Oh.
German dog. Oh. Look, that
one of them sophisticated dogs.
Look here, I'm telling you, you could take that dog right there if he's German trained and take him in a restaurant and put a steak in front of him and he'd sit there the whole time and watch you eat it.
Well, then I don't trust him.
You can trust him.
Dog's supposed to eat.
Hey.
Well, you're welcome for taking the stuff across the room.
Okay. Now, hey, thank the fans.
So this is to Uncle Si from the Chibbities in Oklahoma.
Okay, and they sent me the picture of Si.
That dog.
Which is a draught hare.
The Chibbities.
Okay, beautiful dog. Right, and his name is perfect, okay?
Do you think that's how you pronounce that?
That's what I think. Pronounce it.
Chibbities.
Is it right? Chibbity?
Yeah.
It was a dangerous spelling.
Yeah, it's a dangerous spelling, though.
That's why we have it passed.
Now, Martin, you need to read the first paragraph, and then I'll answer that young man.
Uh-oh. I can't wait to hear what it is.
I'm worried.
Wow, what a life.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, I want to answer. Go ahead.
I know, I'm with you. But Jaden, well, I guess we'll just get into mailbag, because this is legitimate mailbag.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Jaden from Tallahassee, Florida. Go Noles.
Uh-oh, that's a problem.
Go Noles. That's good.
I like the first.
Dear Si, I know your adult years are long gone and probably a little funny to remember. Okay.
That's true.
But if you could just take a minute to shed some knowledge, it would be greatly appreciated. What is transitioning into adulthood like, and what was it like for you going through it? Did it have a positive or negative impact on your life?
Okay, that's where you need to go.
Oh, you don't. Whoa. You don't. The rest is where it gets really.
Well, hold on now. Hold on.
Read it all then. Read it.
No,
all.
Let's take one section at a time.
No, read it all.
Because I'm about to be 18 soon, so I'm worried about the new challenges I will face since my parents will no longer be responsible for me or my actions. For example, I'll have to pay taxes.
That's right.
Hey. Schedules my own doctor's and dentist appointments.
Mm.
Worry about finding a place to move for the time being until I can afford to buy or build a house.
Is he getting kicked out?
But what advice would you give the younger generations as for me and others face? Okay. So,
facing.
Yeah. This transition in order to be the most successful and stress-free. Jaden, I'm reading your letter.
I got terrified there for
okay.
a second.
And but hold on, I'm going to let you go.
Martin's got something
making
to say.
Sure there's nothing else okay. that
but
he needs
eight,
to mention.
You know, you're 18 and graduating high school, and you just typed a letter out.
Oh boy.
In 2023. There is no doubt that the program that you used to type this letter out had some grammar suggestions.
Oh boy.
I'm just saying, you're graduating high school and about to be an adult. You have to learn to communicate like an adult.
Martin was the wrong guy to have read
hey,
that.
Communication is key, but I need to give an alert?
Yeah.
Okay, or what?
Public service announcement?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
And, hey, warning. Okay, in other words, warning, this is warning. My my what happened to me and how I handled it.
Warning, the story you're about to hear is only 95%
you
true.
You kids ever heard of Nom?
No. Here's the deal, okay? For me personally, growing up was a pain in the rear, okay? It was scary, okay? I really didn't know how to handle it.
Time out.
It's one good way, okay?
But
I was not mature enough, okay? That's the reason college was not for me, okay? I wasn't mature enough to handle it, okay? But here's my advice to you, because I don't want to scare you. It is scary growing up. That's just like when you get married, okay? That's scary too, because, hey, look, you know, the only book written for all of this is, and that's why I want to get to tell you, here's my advice to you. I tell people all the time, especially youngsters, okay? Look, put Jesus in your pocket, shirt pocket, okay? And I'll even go further. You really can't put him in your shirt pocket, but you can keep him in your heart and mind, okay? And everywhere you go, you got to remember, I'm taking Jesus with me. Do I really want to take Jesus where I'm going?
Yeah.
And if the answer to that is no, then you don't go there.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can't with a clean conscience go somewhere with Jesus with you, okay, you don't need to go there. That will help you out, you know, tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my advice to you. You know, being an adult, okay, you got to grow up sometime is what they told me. Okay.
Well, you still haven't done it.
Hey, I know it.
Okay, but.
Okay. So look, that's my problem. Okay, your problem is, okay, your choice is to either grow up or either stay a child like I did.
Now, time out.
I've been trying to call it time out.
All right.
You went to literal war.
You grew up, big dog.
Like, you had fun doing it, and probably not a lot of people did have fun in Nom. But that's, I made the joke, like, you kids ever heard of Nom? Because I kind of thought that's where you were going. Because,
no.
I mean, the streets of Florida these days, it ain't that tough.
I'm
just reading the rest of his letter too.
Yeah.
And I feel like perhaps maybe his parents have done him a supreme disservice by doing everything for him.
Now that happens a lot in this age.
I mean,
I see it all the time.
Well, hey,
look, and your parents are there. Like mine did this. Mine watched everything that I did behind the scenes, but they let me pay bills before I left. They enabled me to do these things and make these decisions so that when I got out on my own, it wasn't like what he's describing. And I'm worried that they have never given him that opportunity.
Well, then here's the thing, okay, because you've been really tough on the parent.
I'm just going off of context clues.
Hey, it's in a parent, because I had a buddy of mine. He asked me one time, said, hey, where did I go wrong? I did the best I could do, and I gave him, and I said, look, you didn't have but one problem. You loved your kids just like you're supposed to.
Amen.
And you gave them too much. Okay,
John David.
And here's the problem. Them idiots, your kids, didn't appreciate it. Okay? You know, all that is, you love them too much.
Oh.
So you want to give them a better life than you had.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's what his parents did. But here's the thing. Hey, you have to admit, okay, y'all keep saying about I did grow up. To a point.
No, you grew up.
In
no,
some things no, he did. No. Yeah.
Hammer.
To a point I did.
You
okay,
had a
because,
kid
look,
in Germany.
You hey. Went to war. You raised two children to become productive members of society.
You've got a best-selling book.
Hey, didn't kick you out of the military even though you took a nap every day for 26 years.
Yeah.
You did 20, something
24
right.
and a half.
Sorry. Apologies.
The problem is you just remember in the last 10 years when it was fun. You ain't even going back to the years sit at that Reed machine. Punching your finger through the
door. How about them years on that golf course where you were just grinding it
out
trying
grown,
to provide
man.
For your family?
But here's what I'll tell you, Jaden. Yeah. Look,
I've got it too.
You're scared of the unknown, which is fair, right?
Because
you don't know. That's a fair fear.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
And
fear
it's a healthy fear
yep.
to be scared of it. But man, it's not as bad as you think. It does suck to see that money leave your paycheck. Don't get me wrong, but let me tell you what I've learned about this growing up. When you owe somebody money, they'll let you know.
They'll find you. Also,
they'll run you down. If you owe the IRS, they'll find you. Most time, they'll just take it straight out your paycheck.
That's it. Don't have to find you.
On this man's list of biggest concerns he has is the dentist.
Yeah, taxes, doctors, dentists. You just holler at him.
He's just giving examples.
I ain't even been to the dentist.
And you can stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26. So like you're still straight in the United States right now. So you're fine, man.
I believe in you, my friend.
Yeah, Jayden, I got full faith in you. I just would caution you when you send people letters, resumes, things like that. Take the extra time because you are going to be a man about to embark into the workforce or whatever is next.
You could be a dentist.
Could be a doctor.
People owe you money.
Take the time.
That's why I don't go.
Take the time to make sure that your first impression, whether it be a resume, cover letter, interview, is done correctly and done well. You have the format down beautifully. It's just in the typing is a little off.
It doesn't make your story any less true or concerning. I mean, we understand that there's some grammatical errors.
Absolutely.
But the truth is he's nervous about moving out, don't know if he's ready.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be ready. You're just going to have to do it.
Well,
when we transition kids from where I work, when we transition them out, we make sure that we teach them, we train them, we give them everything we can, and then they're out and they're on their own.
Then you kick them in the butt, kick them out in the world.
Hey, I've been there.
Then they learn, okay.
Hey, it was a young age. It was every man for himself around my joint.
That's it.
Sink or swim, right?
Yeah, sink or swim.
Yeah.
But, hey, let me remind you, here's the two key things. Like I said, keep Jesus in your heart and mind.
Amen.
Okay? And then, okay, hey, becoming an adult sucks. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to learn that. Okay. But hey, I'm just telling you the truth. It sucks. Okay. But hey, you're going to have to do it. And then the other thing is, okay, hey, look, learn to laugh at yourself when you do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you're going to do it because we all did.
Even in war.
Okay. And look, but here's the thing about it. Laughter cures all illnesses.
Good for the soul. That's biblical.
Yeah, learn to laugh and keep laughing, okay? Because, hey, you're just going to look and say one day, you know, everything that's happening around me and everything that I'm involved in and everything about me and my life sucks.
I'm going to give you one last one. The absolute worst thing as you transition into an adult that somebody's going to tell you is no. Ask the questions. Do the things.
And
it's fine.
And all they say is no.
The worst answer they'll give you is no.
No.
So don't be scared to ask.
That's right. It's Tell me, hey, you want a raise? You got to ask the boss. Nice. I deserve a raise.
Yep.
Also,
and then he can say two things. Yes, you're a good employee, and I'll give you a raise. Or no, you need to work on,
this, and this. Yeah. So
also, I don't think his parents are just kicking him out to the wolf.
I didn't get that, but I think he's just like wanting to leave.
Just for a new.
He's ready to go.
And that's a bad call.
Well, he needs to communicate with them and
unfortunately,
find out.
You just showed signs of becoming an adult that you want to go.
See, I don't want to do that because here's my deal. Last night, you know who cooked my meal? My dad. You know who cooked my wife's lunch and my sister's lunch today? My dad. So, ain't nothing wrong with showing back up and getting some groceries every now and again, making this adulthood thing a little easier from people that got it figured out.
They've been there.
Hey, my parents' fridge, I've never gone over there and there ain't been food in it. So if I ever need some food,
go home.
Oh.
Just go home.
That's it.
Jolene still got some little Debbies hanging around that pantry just in case I stop by. Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. Yeah. So don't. No, this whole like growing up.
Jayden, I hope we've helped you a little bit.
Yeah, and don't be in a hurry. Well, just because the number 18's there, don't be in a hurry to grow up, man. You got time, big dog. But let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think. that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie and Whoa, That's Good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind and Whoa, That's Good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Martin, would you like to do another segment?
Yeah, why not?
What have you guys been up to?
Actually, what have you guys been doing today?
Yeah, what's been happening with y'all?
Hey, I'm going deer hunting this evening.
Oh. Hey, I thought, didn't you have a good shot at one and didn't take it recently?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
what happened?
I didn't have the green light.
Oh.
Don's got to say green light or red light, and he didn't say either one.
Pull out your driver's license. Look at your last name.
You got the right name.
Don't listen to a stone. You got the green light.
No, I don't have the green light.
Hey, is the green light.
No, because we are in the management, okay? Me, and when I say we, it's me and Stone are in management.
Wait, are you assisting with management?
Yes, I'm assisting with it. Look, the only reason Willie killed Bobby Brown yesterday or the day before yesterday is because last year I let him walk, and I should have shot him.
That was a big deer.
Because he was bigger. Because he was bigger last
internet.
Year. You know? So we missed. What happened was we misjudged the age. Okay? Because I should have shot him last.
So are you saying deer management is flawed?
Well, there's
his human, deer management is flawed.
Yes, because there's a human involved in the deer management.
Well, ain't none of them.
So,
none of them got IDs.
That's right, because we're flawed.
They don't walk around with a deal around their neck saying, I'm two, I'm three. Yeah.
Well, they do. But sometimes, being the human element, okay, we misjudge.
Yeah, what happens when a bunch of duck hunters decide they're going to try to be deer hunters.
That's right.
This is what you get.
That sums it up.
Yeah. Well, hey, because I'm still in the learning age. I ain't graduated yet.
Si, you 75. Go have fun.
Si, you can do anything you want to do.
Y'all trying to get me in trouble.
No, what I'm telling you is this. At 75 years old.
You can't get in trouble.
If something walks out and makes your heart go pitter-patter, well, then by all means, have fun.
No, I ain't got,
Si's showing some restraint.
That shows grown up, and I ain't grown up yet.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm still a kid.
Unbelievable.
You're responsible, but not grown up.
Si, can I tell you what I did? Can I tell you the biggest boneheaded move I've pulled duck hunting in a hot minute?
Yeah, what?
Saturday.
Click?
What happened?
30 green wing teal.
Was there a click?
30, and they backpedaled.
A little tight timber hole, about as big as this room.
Oh, my goodness.
I got them to spin inside of it 5 times.
And didn't shoot them?
No, we shot them.
Oh.
Did you shoot them?
I did not kill a thing.
You missed them?
Did you shoot 3 times?
0-3, dog.
0-3 inside a 30.
I thought he might be on safety and didn't
shoot.
What
was wrong?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the yips.
Oh, no.
He got the yips.
No, here we go again.
That's what it was. The yips got him.
Let me tell you what happened this morning.
That's yippy, Skippy.
Oh, don't tell me you repeated it.
No. This morning I got about 12 inside the hole.
Yeah.
Different little timber hole.
Yeah.
And I killed 5 in 3 shots.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
So you made up.
It wasn't a yips. Some way, I don't know if I didn't have my gun right on my shoulder or something.
That's a brain fart.
Something got a little janky there. But I did. I cannot begin to describe the last time that I went 0-3 on a group of ducks.
Oh, no.
But I can tell you all about it.
I sure did it Saturday.
Oh, no.
Si's never done that.
Oh, yes, I have. And normally when I do it, I said, hey, somebody break a limb off and just whoop. You know what out of me.
That's what I told Dale.
Because I just shot 3 times at 30 teal and at 25 yards.
I was hunting with another 75-year-old man he killed, too. And I looked up, and he looked down there at me, and I was just doing this. He said, what's
what
wrong?
Happened? Yeah.
He said, what's wrong?
I said, hey.
I ain't got nothing.
Hey, tell me, here it is. See them 3 and then the big O?
Actually, now that I think about it, it gets worse. I went 0 for 4. I had time to put another shell in.
And shot again?
And shot again.
Ooh. Hey, I can't do it. Oh, yeah. I only go 0 for 3.
Yeah.
I can't get.
Yeah, I had time to fumble around in my pocket and get another shell. Yeah.
Well, that's the time that when I shoot and like multiples fall, and everybody's high-fiving all that, and all Jason them down there and saying, oh, boy, I killed a man, dude. And I said, Jason, no, you didn't kill Dooley Squat. I said, you shoot the slug, all you did was make a splash. Three times. I said, the reason multiples fail is I'm shooting this open bore 20 gauge.
I may can get Jared to give Hunter the footage put on YouTube. I mean, it's like the most beautiful green wing tail stuff you've ever seen.
Like that Delwa shot at.
And then,
12 foot overhead.
You'd have thought they'd have been so dizzy they'd have just sat down and wouldn't been able
just
to go
fail.
Nowhere.
Yeah, just failed anyway.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So, Si, I want to know in order, who's the best to the worst in y'all's blind as far as shooting ducks?
Uh-oh.
Honest, you want honest
I
answer?
Really want the honest.
I prefer the funniest answer, actually.
Well, hey, I don't need you to be honest. Nowadays.
Okay.
Who is it?
There's only one number one.
Oh, no. See, it's changed.
It's changed.
No, it's changed.
Okay? It could be Godwin.
Used to, I would have said, okay, if you said, okay, back in the day, who was the best? I'd be Phil Robertson.
Oh, absolutely. No.
Okay.
100%. The best hunting shot I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, the best.
But we're talking December 2023.
Yeah. Nowadays, old age has creeped in. And no, that ain't that way now.
It ain't crept in. It's coming running.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway.
For all of us.
That would be a hard one to say anymore.
On the best one?
Yeah.
It's Jace.
Huh? No.
It's still Jace.
Hold on. I don't think so. No. So I don't agree with you.
No.
But Martin ain't in the blind with him, like you are.
No. Does Martin count?
Martin watches all the footage.
I will say this. If you say, okay, who can kill him the furthest?
The furthest.
Yeah.
The longest shot, it used to be Phil Robertson. Now that, nope. Jace has got that. Okay, because I've seen him kill ducks that they shouldn't have failed, and they did.
I've seen that, too.
Okay. And, I mean, this is just with, you know, you can figure it when you get a 10-gauge. But he does it with just 12-gauge. Because everybody else will reach, they will stand up and look and then say, a little too far. And then it's boom. Out there about 150 yards.
And shut off the
TV. I went to the computer.
I'll tell you
a piece of junk.
Who is it, in your opinion? Because
So, number one's not Jace.
If I'm flying and I got everybody that in this crew shooting at me, I don't want Jace shooting at me. I prefer
none of y'all to shoot at me.
That's all I'm saying.
Who's number one?
I can't wait to hear this.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to choose right now.
Who else is in the running for number one?
So who else in the blind, first of all? You got Godwin.
He's saying himself.
Hey. Oh, Si's still solid as a rock.
Hey, I'm still in the running.
I have seen him shoot well.
Okay.
Si's still solid as a rock.
Well, hey, because I'm telling you, you know, they all say all this trash all the time, all that. Me and Stone go down south and hunt the marshes. Hey, I'm going to get mine.
No, he's still solid.
And you ain't down there on the end in the good spot. Hey,
and I ain't, you know, I'm in the middle, and they normally have got a oak tree stacked on top of me.
If you watch our latest video.
Well, all I can do is stick my gun out.
You watch our latest video, so I don't even take time to stand up no more.
He just
shooting sitting down. Si and Phil got down there on the senior citizens.
Look, I should have done this the other day when they had them about 15 gadwalls. Because if I would have done it, I'd have killed 3 for 3, maybe 4 for 3. But I stood up, and then I missed once. Yeah. Here's the deal. The man calling the shots has got a 25% more chance of killing than you do. Okay, because if I call it, I'm going to get 3.
I would agree.
Because I've got the first shot. Okay. When somebody else is calling it, that means you got to hear boom, because shoot him, he's already pulled the trigger.
Oh.
When you hear shoot him, he's done shot once.
That's, kind of boom.
Yeah, that sounds boom like a and rude in. Call. Hey, get them. You know, so hey, you know.
So are you saying you and Jace are tied for one, or you're one, he's two?
Well, I'm just saying, hey, on a good day, hey.
As long as they jump in both teams show
hey,
up.
Hey, I would believe
on
that.
On a good day, hey, I'm going to kill but as Martin's many skeptical. As Jason Robertson's going to kill.
On what?
On who's the better shot?
No, I mean, Si said it on, like, killing ducks further. And I mean, Jace is.
Oh, he's the man.
Jace is all around.
On
like,
the long shot, he's the man.
I'm saying down. All around best yeah. shot is Jace.
Where does Martin fall in the ranking?
He's a good shot.
I'm about
probably. Martin's going to get his.
I probably about
hey,
number three.
He just said he missed.
Well, no.
More time.
Not that's, a great day to ask that.
Yeah. Well, no. He can't be the best.
No, let me tell you the difference. Most people, when they do that,
I ain't going to tell nobody.
Wouldn't tell a soul. Well, I'm telling you, I'll run the footage. I don't care.
No. Because I was fixing to tell you, Jason Robertson ain't going to ever say he missed.
Guilty. Did it.
Okay. Now, me, I will tell you, hey, guess what? You got him in right. You called it. And guess what I did?
Miss.
I went 0-3.
But in fairness, this is how hard duck hunting is, because I can tell you what happened, and this is not an excuse, because I've done this long enough, I should have still killed three.
That's right.
I spun them and spun them, and they got behind the decoys and got to backpedaling. I should have let them land.
Should just let them lit.
I should have let them land. Oh, yeah.
Ground swat.
Not even for that, because when they were coming in, they were kind of weird backpedaling, and they kind of got in two groups.
No.
Well, we're filming. So I got one eye on the cameraman trying to figure out which group when they split that he's on. And then, so I shoot where I think he's at, but then I notice he's going the other way. So then I panic
and went
and
the
punt
other way.
And go to the other one.
And then,
that time, I just
lost it. Yeah.
They were still 15 yards.
Yeah.
I should have killed three.
Yeah, should have killed them. Yeah.
But I'm just telling all the things that go into it on like day five of me actually hunting. I mean, there's a lot when you go, if we just duck hunting, I'd have let them land and we would just rain hate on them on the water.
Boom, 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 boom.
But trying to film and get all that stuff, I mean, it's just tough. Like, that's what makes filming duck hunts hard, which is what we made look so easy all the years is that we're really good at knowing those little things about where the cameraman's looking and where the, you know, this, that.
That's why he's saying it. Okay. And we've got film to prove it. 15 come in. Okay. And they do what they should not do. They come together.
Yeah.
And it's boom, 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 and all 15 of them come down.
Yeah.
And the guy that, the cameraman's dad said, y'all, that's, you fixed that.
Yeah.
That's camera work. And the cameraman, his son, said, Dad, 15 come in and they killed all 15 of them. It ain't no camera work.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They kill 15 for 15.
Yeah.
But every now and then you get a little off, especially early in the season.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, you get jumpy. Anybody makes a mistake and can miss.
Yeah. I was just, I went the wrong way from the rip. I thought what I saw out of my right eye was something different.
I thought I did pretty good. I stood up and shot three, and three ducks fell, and I got kicked out for life. I'm probably the best shot. If you want to know the truth,
you're 3-for-3.
Yeah,
career
in that blind.
Hey, it got him.
In that blind, I've never missed a shot.
No, that's what Jason always said.
Never been allowed to take one.
He said, "Look, if you can't shoot
both times,
if you
I
can't
win."
Shoot, just shoot and say, then when everybody's doing it, you just said what all the rest of them say. I was 3-for-3, boy. Yeah.
I learned it from you, Si.
That's why, look, they named one of the videos, hey, the art
of climbing ducks.
Of climbing ducks.
Was that okay, Phil used to always say, he said, Si just stands up, shoots out there. He said, ducks falling everywhere.
Yeah, but here's
killing
the deal
them all.
That they all can't deny. Because, they come in, Jace come in up blind one morning and said, guys, guess what? And we all said, what? He said, hey, I think we ought to buy them. And I said, buy what? He said, oh, they've got color-coded shotgun shells.
Don't go down this road.
Uh-oh.
You know? And I said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? He said, oh, you can buy,
The shot comes out colored?
Oh, yeah, the shot is
then you
colored.
Know who shot it.
No, I said, he said, it's the shot is colored. I said, Jace, I said, you don't want to go there. I said, right now we can argue about it. I said, you boys let me buy a colored shell. And I said, you're going to be, it's going to be a lot of hurt feelings in this line.
There you go. We'll be back right after this. I did get Johnny D's pictures of their beautiful Thanksgiving spread just sitting there.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, you did? Hey. You sent them to him?
Yeah.
He well, said,
man, I want
I'm
to see
not
those.
A liar.
Well, from Willie's
show it,
house?
Show it to us. I no, want to see it. Willie's pull it up.
No, your... I'm not trying to offend my in-laws and my Allison's
They're
family,
not listening.
But that's a good point. But just for timing's sake, I sent Martin a photo at 12:04. No, apologies, 12:03 on Thanksgiving Day. Turkey just sitting there.
Oh, it's just it's done, ready to eat.
Yep.
Cooling off.
12:22. Sent him another picture.
Oh, no.
12:48.
Picture number three. And the turkey's still there.
And the turkey's still there.
It was about 1:30. Somebody said that they need to pray over this.
Hold on. Oh, this is where it gets good.
So, I mean, it's late.
I'm not kidding you. And like, so, and I get it. They didn't have a double oven. So they're trying to heat up some stuff. And then the other stuff's just sitting there getting cold. But the turkey has now been sitting out for, I've witnessed it sit there for 2 hours.
Mm-mm.
It hadn't been carved.
Well, no, at this point it has been carved.
Oh,
it's
been
there for
carved,
an hour and a half.
We ain't ate yet.
Okay. And everybody's kind of standing around. I've just slammed a cheese ball, pretty much ate the whole thing because I was starving. And somebody said, well, we might want to pray over the food before it gets cold. And I've never been more proud.
Missed it.
My wife gave me the eyes and looked at me and said, she's an Owen now. She gets it.
Okay.
She said this, yeah, it's leftovers. So, I've the story I told about the they've only eaten leftovers, 2023, they did it again. It's not changing.
They already,
that's
hey,
great.
It's bad when you eat leftovers and you ain't ate yet.
Now, you went and ate with all your family, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, as soon as it, they carving and, we're tasting it as a carving. Then they said, hey, dig in. And guess who was first?
Yours truly.
I went through and I got my
whoever food. Kills the most ducks gets to go first in your family, right?
Hey, they just said, show them how to do it, son. And I said, you got it. Hey, because everybody's waiting, always waiting. Now, get
out.
Well,
how was it?
Hey, Phil didn't hit it on the dressing. He knew it. He admitted it.
What?
Huh? Well, hey, now I'm going to tell Stone. Yeah, I'm going to tell Stone, hey, bring me two Woodies or two Teal where I can boil them and make my own dressing.
Oh,
I got some out there in the truck if you want
them. Huh? Hey, what?
The Teal?
The dressing?
And Woodies.
And Woodies.
Hey, Woodies.
No, not leftovers.
I was like, it's been a while, but I could still eat the leftovers. Everybody.
You would love my Thanksgiving, actually, Phil.
Yeah.
I'd go there second. I'd go eat somewhere, and then I'd come over and hang out for 2 hours.
I had to look back on our conversation. It was an hour and 12 minutes from the time everything was put on the table till y'all said the prayer. That's wild.
100%.
Hey, don't ever invite me to eat Thanksgiving with you because I'm going to hurt everybody's feelings.
No, you can come eat Thanksgiving with me. Just don't go with Allison.
Well, I was going to say, because, I'm going to say, hey, look, it's all hot and it's ready. Let's eat. Everybody by the head.
They'd just be looking over their side making a plate.
I ain't got that in me.
I don't rank high enough at that household.
We went from grand. Be bold.
Be bold.
No, they just
look, be bold. Take your head off. Sit up. Everybody, bad. I'm fixing to eat.
I'm going to eat. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to.
Y'all wait in line real if you get it cold.
You will be excommunicated.
If you got some ducks, I'll take them. Yeah. Two of them. Either way. Or, because I'm fixing to cook me some dressing.
That was incredible. He just had a whole conversation and was thinking about what you had said and then went back to what you had said without taking a breath. In one sentence.
Yeah, I think I got three teal, a woody, a mallard, and a gadwall. I think that's what I killed.
Well, I'll take the woody and the teal.
Okay.
Yeah. That way, tomorrow I'll have me two pots of dressing.
Hey,
I'll freeze one.
I want to come eat with you.
Yeah. I'll freeze one.
He ain't invited you yet.
I'm inviting myself.
He just keeps dodging you.
No, he wants me to come eat.
I ain't going to let him have but a little bit because I want it for later.
That's a good point.
Y'all are teaming up.
He can bring Alicia too. And that way, man.
Oh, so let me tell you what Alicia said on Thanksgiving Day. She said, "Honey, we got a problem."
Oh boy.
I was like, "Okay." So I go to the kitchen, and we got family that's there coming over.
What's the problem?
She said, "I Griswolded the turkey."
Hey, Griswold.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She puts the turkey in one of the cooking bags, you know what I'm talking about? And yeah, and she sets it for 5 hours, and it was supposed to be for like 3.5 hours.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So she's like, hey, we got a problem. And we pull it out.
Did you say save the neck for me, Clark?
Yeah, and I did this with the knife. Save the neck for you. So
did you call Popeyes?
Was it that bad, though?
Here's what we did. We turned it over and got out the dark meat and the breast meat, and it was okay. But, like, the outside of it, yeah, like, it was
crispy.
Dry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny D.
Like, it did like this
bag.
When I cut it.
Johnny D. would have been over there skinning that baby.
That's it.
No, right. He'd have waited 2 hours, and then it'd been cold. He's like, you keep it.
Yeah, I ain't like he in control of that. Right. For the pictures I got, I can assure you we're not at John David's house. That house has a lot of brick on the inside for some reason. Hey. It's very wild.
Hey, fancier nuts more. I had to go to another side of the river and through a gate to get to that house.
Yeah, they ain't on that Applebee's bag at all. No chance.
So, Martin, what about your boys? Did they have a good Thanksgiving?
No, man. Wednesday night, Jackson decided, I'm just going to pop a 102 fever. So we stayed at home by ourselves for Thanksgiving because we didn't want to spread the And he woke up Thanksgiving morning with just snot up. Just plastered to his face. He had the RSV again. So, yeah, we just chilled at the house.
That's what kids do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's part of it. Yeah. And he was fine. I mean, you know.
The sickness stinks, but the chilling at the house kind of something.
The Wednesday and Thursday were kind of miserable because he would not let you get more than about 6 inches away from him. If I wanted to try and save Thanksgiving and cook, I mean, like, no chance.
Misery loves company.
Yeah, he was not about that life. And but we somehow managed to keep it away from Waylon, and he's really on the comeback trail. His fever broke Friday morning about 2 a.m., and he's been getting a little better ever since.
That's wild that the other one didn't catch it.
I don't know how – well, this time we were way more careful on, like, cups and pacifiers and snacks. We color-coded everything and made sure that there was no sharing of anything. Yep. Like, so they even bathed separately, like, let the well one bathe first, and then, you know, poor Jackson got the kind of cooler bath water, but he needed it because he had a fever anyway. So it was bad. When I end up in a tub of – lukewarm water with my son.
You take baths?
No.
Well, you have to.
I got in there with my swimming trunks on. It was weird.
You got in with your swimming trunks on?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit naked with my son. I mean, it's weird. I don't know. I can't do that.
Yeah. At that age, it's not weird.
It was for me.
Yep.
So I put shorts on.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, me and my boys, it's like, hey, hop in the shower, and then I get in there too.
A shower's different. We get in there shower. That's
boom,
fine.
Boom.
Community shower, that's okay. But in a tub, man, it just is weird.
You get that hose thing and just spray them down. Everybody's clean within 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was weird. But the only way he wouldn't, like, sit down and get in the water, I was like, well, let me try getting in there with him. So I put on some swim shorts, and then he sat down and cooled off and broke his fever. And
well, you did good.
Everything was fine. Yeah. Oh, I was freezing to death after that. I was like, how is this boy just down to regular temperature? I feel like I'm bumping at about a 90.
But he's burning up.
I feel like I'm about a 92 right now. I was just freezing to death the rest of the night. But, you know, you do. I figured out you do weird things for your kids. So that's
here's one more question for y'all. I want to know what the best food you ate over Thanksgiving break was. Who wants to go first?
Mine.
The best.
It was a dessert.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What was it? Miss K's dessert?
No. Al's youngest daughter.
Alex.
Made Alex.
Yeah.
Made a...
some kind of pie?
Well, it's a banana pudding deal.
Mm.
With some kind of crunchies in it. And it's
you actually, smashed?
Oh, yeah. It's excellent.
Look at it. He's thinking about it right now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting hungry because...
I shouldn't have ate as much as I did because I ate enough to make me sick.
Mine is deviled eggs. My sister-in-law brought some deviled eggs. They were so good.
Oh, that was hors d'oeuvres.
No, it was the best food I ate.
I ate five
good
of them.
Old
I ate five of them while we were waiting on cutting, you know, saying, okay. Let
yeah,
me.
But your dressing wasn't no good.
Well, hey, that's a bummer. That's why I'm fixing to cook.
Martin, what'd you eat?
I'm not big
it was your favorite.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It was all pretty good.
I made a pizza the night before that was legit.
Mom scrambled and made us like a little small Thanksgiving deal, brought it over. So it was hilarious. Little thing of dressing and some sweet potatoes. And
is that grandma or Mimi?
Sweet potatoes.
Granny.
Granny. Hey,
sweet potatoes.
Mm, yeah.
Granny on the way.
Candy sweet potatoes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My sister did make a banana caramel pie.
Mm.
That's the best Thanksgiving food I had. Because I made a swing by.
And it's okay to be served cold.
Yeah.
So one more thing, guys. Raise your hand if you forgot your wife's birthday recently.
Whoa.
Well, my wife's born in April, so.
No, I made up for it the other day.
Hold on. Save that story.
Oh. You forgot Christine's birthday?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. Take a break. Sorry about the emails.
Stupid husband. Okay.
Morgan's in here in the emails trying to get a boyfriend, but we're not going to be able to get to that, Morgan. I'm sorry. You forgot Christine's birthday?
I forgot. Hey.
Was it opening day of duck season or something?
No, it was just, you know.
So much going on with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because he does a lot for Thanksgiving. What did he cook?
Well, no, see, I ain't
the dressing
told,
a week or two later.
No, I ain't told her. I ain't told her.
Ain't told her that you forgot?
Well, no,
I'm pretty sure she knows.
No, I've already told her that I forgot. Oh. She don't know what I'm going to do here later.
What are you going to do? I want to know.
Hold on.
Well,
how did you forget?
She loves jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's an expensive mistake, si.
I'm going to say, hey, you can get into my checking account and take out this amount and go get you some jewelry.
It's a good thing I was married for so long. That sounded quasi-legal.
And it's a very nice amount.
That's why he's asking me if I had another check for you.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
now it's all making sense.
Well, no. Because, hey.
All right, big dog.
All she did was when I told her, I said, I'm really sorry about not remembering your birthday. She just laughed.
What day did you tell her?
She's probably on the 20th of November.
What day's her birthday?
20th of November.
So you remembered at the end of the day?
Oh, no.
No, it's been weeks.
It hadn't been weeks.
Well, I mean, today's
been a couple of days. Yeah. Been a couple of days.
So it was a week.
So a couple days later?
No.
Yeah, a couple of days later.
A little over a week ago.
My dad forgot my mom's birthday one time.
She just laughed because I'm telling you, she was already thinking about, hey, getting into my checking account and doing what she wants to do.
Happy birthday.
What do you think she going to buy herself?
Huh?
What do you think she going to buy herself?
Earrings, necklace.
Oh, you're going for a set.
Oh, no, no,
not
no.
a piece.
No, oh,
a
no,
set.
This ain't, yeah. No, like I said, this is a nice amount.
Yeah, the belayed birthday gifts are more expensive.
She can buy her a few of these things if she wants to.
Christine just said, ding.
She didn't want to remind
you. You know what, Si? Come to think of it, last May, you forgot my birthday.
And I haven't been the same.
Hey, guess what?
She's damaged.
Checking account,
please. I'm probably going to forget it this year, too.
That's good stuff.
You know, hey, no one told me happy birthday at all in August, so I think I deserve something from
happy
everyone.
Happy birthday,
right?
Hunter, in August.
I got you something, August. August. I got you something, Hunter. Her name's Morgan. She's from Eleanor, West Virginia.
Here we go,
West Virginia.
Hey, he's got a woman now.
That's West
don't
Virginia.
You?
What?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I've been seeing someone for about a month now.
Yeah.
Oh. She came over for Thanksgiving.
Hold it.
Whoa!
Hold it.
Hold on.
Have you got a picture of this young lady?
Yes, he does.
I do, but...
Out
of courtesy and privacy, I'm not going to show it to everyone. I'll show you.
Okay. We got to vet this young lady.
Hey.
Okay, and see if we want her dating you. She might not be good enough, Hunter.
Hunter, man. Be careful now that Si knows that.
How's that? Hey.
How about that, Hunter? I was about to try and set you up with this girl that believes in Black Panthers, but
okay.
I guess not.
Hey.
Good for you. And Thanksgiving?
Yeah, she couldn't.
I like that.
Go home for
That's
Thanksgiving.
That's a good shot. This is a good shot.
Where's she from?
Zachary. Zachary, Louisiana.
Zachary, Louisiana. Where's that at?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it's Baton Rouge.
Southern girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
How Southern? Once you get below I-10, they're different.
It's Cajun Southern.
Does she use the word share?
Is she a Cajun?
Yeah.
No. Not really? I wouldn't say so.
Does she like the cinema?
did not like me.
Okay. I was fixed safe.
Very few do.
If she was Cajun, I said, I hope you like seafood.
She brought something called funeral rolls, I think.
Oh, that's just boudin.
No, no, no. It's like Hawaiian rolls with ham and then like poppy seeds on the top of it.
Oh, sesame seeds. Like you butter and then you put sesame seeds and throw them back in the oven.
That's called a sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're delicious, but those are a sandwich.
I forgot what she called them, but my family called them funeral rolls.
Oh, they show up a lot at funerals.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like, hey, we got to make them something.
Just you know who else does? Sigh. He did the appearance at the crematorium. I'm just saying. Hey. Let's tie it all back in.
Like, look, hey, you got to do all over, boys. Hey,
that's a good thing he did after he forgot Christine's birthday. He got to pay it somehow.
He ain't kidding.
Good night.
Show the picture.
Okay, anyway, Morgan from West Virginia.
Is that picture from West Virginia?
No, this is a whole video.
Okay.
She wanted Si's opinion on this, but the reason I'm even reading this is P.S., tell Hunter I'm free. I'll attach a photo of myself just in case.
All right,
I'm 21. But hey, girl, he's taken. But I didn't know that at the time.
We got some more rednecks
but
available.
Here's the video from West Virginia.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong, Martin? I haven't seen this. So if it gets weird,
could that be any more clearly a house
cat? I like it. Meow. I like it. It's a cool photo. Okay, it's a cool video.
What is it, Si?
It's a house cat.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
He's not fooled.
And hey, look.
Yeah.
Where was this taken? You think it was West Virginia?
West Virginia.
Okay. Because it looks like it's in the Arizona desert.
Oh, man.
Those are the Blue Ridge Mountains in the Shenandoah River.
Well, I like it.
Which is in Virginia, by the way.
They keep trying, boys.
The western part of Virginia. Yeah. Blew my mind.
That is not what me, Jason, John Godwin saw. Okay.
Well, I didn't know Hunter had a girlfriend, so that threw that whole email. Either. That's okay. Where I was going with that one.
Okay.
But anyway.
Look, tell the girl in West Virginia, hey, he ain't got the ball and chain wrapped around him yet, so hey, he's still available.
Yeah, no, she doesn't listen to this podcast.
He's still in the game.
Hunter, does your girlfriend listen? Are we calling her your girlfriend?
She started to listen to some of them.
Her IQ's too high to listen to us.
Hunter, is she your girlfriend though? Is that
loving hate?
Yeah. I mean, she came to Thanksgiving. I was about to tell you yes.
Hey, I gotta remind you of a song. Loving two women is like a ball and a chain.
Loving two women.
Yeah. You ain't never heard that song?
That's dangerous.
Hey. Well, it is dangerous.
That's an old
especially
one. Especially
if you get caught.
Loving you is right. I don't want to be wrong.
That's right. There you go, boys. Okay. Hey, Hunter, there's
Hunter,
a lot of songs about it, boys.
Hunter, can I give you a different set of advice?
Stick with her.
Hey, put it in writing. He'll respond to you with a one-page reaction paper later.
Stick with one.
Yeah,
I'm going to stick with one.
It's hard enough to keep one happy. I couldn't imagine trying to do two.
You can't afford two, Hunter, anyway.
Especially if you can't remember one of them's birthday.
Love the one you're with.
Oh, man, a lot.
What are we doing?
There's so many songs about it, boys.
That was a wild last segment. I don't know what to do now, Martin.
I guess you just read, big dog.
You want a Bible verse?
Yeah.
Do we want an email?
Something about monogamy, please.
I got it. Hold on. I'm going to have to look it up.
He had one, but hey, he's got
it. I'm changing it now.
Something about
monogamy. I got the perfect one.
There you go.
But I'm not really great at Googling. Yes, I am. Mark 10, verse 8. And the two shall become one. So then they are no longer two, but one. There is no room for a third.
And let no man separate what God has put together.
Even Uncle Si.
Yeah.
Even me.
Good luck, Hunter.
Good luck, Hunter.
Hey, bring her to the show next time.
And what's her name? First name only?
I don't want
her name is Caitlin.
Caitlin, we're looking forward to meeting you
one
day.
We're looking forward to meeting you.
Hey, look, if she went to Thanksgiving, she can come to work, big dog. That's all I'm saying. Because look,
I saw her. She came up and brought me coffee, and Si asked me who
Hunter's
I was chasing
had,
down
oh,
in the parking lot.
Before we get out of here, Hunter had more guests at this office than I have, and I've been here for 14 years. Hunter's dad showed up the other day and brought the boy lunch.
That's it. Hey.
Didn't pay for it, nothing. His dad brought in lunch, sat it down, and said, I'll see you, baby. And
then his girlfriend shows up?
He slipped in his girlfriend, and I've seen her and didn't recognize her.
You got any lunch left over?
Ain't this beautiful.
But there you go. Hunter, I don't know. Hunter, you're making gains. All right, we'll see y'all next time right here in the
dark. See you, fellas.
He's taking, ladies.